I'm standing there with the wall in front of me, tape measure in one hand, drill resting on the floor by my foot, and I can already feel that little hesitation people get right about now. This is the moment where most folks start wondering if they're about to mess up their wall, drill in the wrong place, or end up with something crooked that's going to annoy them every time they walk past it. I've been there. I've drilled holes I didn't love. I've mounted things twice because I rushed the thinking part. But I'll tell you why this setup matters so much. A good tool wall isn't about hanging tools. It's about changing how you move, how you work, and how confident you feel every time you reach for something. If you do this right, your hands will start to remember where things live. Your eyes will find tools without searching. And that feeling you get when everything has a place, that's what we're building here. You can do this. I'll walk you through it, right here beside you. Setting up a basic home tool wall sounds simple on the surface, but what you're really doing is creating a system. That's where people get it wrong. They think this is just about hooks and screws and maybe a pegboard. But the task isn't hanging tools. The task is deciding how you work, even if you don't fully realize how you work yet. What a tool wall actually accomplishes is efficiency and awareness. When your tools live in a drawer, a box, or a pile, you're always reacting. You're opening things, digging, shifting stuff around. That reaction costs time and energy, even if you don't notice it. A tool wall flips that around. Now you're proactive. You see what you own. You see what's missing. You see what you use all the time and what you don't. That changes how you approach projects. People usually get this wrong by copying someone else's wall. They'll see a picture online and try to recreate it exactly. The problem is that wall belongs to someone else's hands, someone else's habits, someone else's projects. A basic home tool wall should be personal. It should match the tools you actually reach for, not the ones you think you're supposed to have. Failure usually comes from rushing placement. Folks start drilling before they've lived with the idea of the wall. They hang things too high, too low, too close together, they forget about growth. And then a month later, they buy one more tool and suddenly nothing fits anymore. I've done that. I've painted myself into corners with walls that looked great for a week and felt cramped forever after. Success looks different. Success looks calm. When you stand in front of your tool wall, nothing feels crowded. Your shoulders don't tense up. Your eyes move naturally from one tool to the next. You don't have to think about where something goes back. Your hands just know. That's the goal. Before touching a tool, you need to think about how you move in your workspace. Do you usually grab a tape measure first? A screwdriver? A hammer? Those are prime real estate tools. They belong front and center, at chest or shoulder height, where your arm naturally lands. Heavier tools need more support and more space. Lighter tools can live higher or farther out. This task also matters because it creates discipline. When you have a place for every tool, you start putting things back without thinking about it. That's not personality. That's environment. You're designing an environment that helps you succeed even on tired days. Think of this task as building a silent helper. Once it's done right, it works for you every single time you step into the space. Before you drill anything, I want you to slow down here. This is where professionals separate themselves from beginners, not because of fancy tools, but because of readiness. Ready doesn't mean excited. Ready means settled. You'll need some basics, and I'll tell you why each one matters. A tape measure is obvious, but what matters is how you use it. You're not just measuring distance, you're checking consistency. You're making sure things line up visually, not just numerically. A level matters because your eyes are incredibly sensitive to things being off, even by a little. Something slightly crooked will bother you forever, even if you can't explain why. A drill with the right bits is important, but more important is knowing what's behind your wall. Drywall feels soft when the bit first touches it. You'll feel that resistance suddenly change when you hit open space, and again if you hit a stud. That feedback matters later. Screws should match what you're mounting. Too small and things loosen over time. Too big and you damage the wall or the board. If you're using pegboard, slat wall, or simple rails, lay them out on the floor first. Let your eyes see the whole thing. This is where setup becomes physical. You'll notice spacing issues right away when pieces are horizontal instead of vertical. your body understands scale better when things are laid out. Workspace setup matters more than people realize. Clear the area. You want to be able to step back from the wall. That stepping back is critical. You need distance to judge balance and flow. If you're pressed up against the wall the whole time, you'll miss problems until it's too late. Position your body comfortably. You shouldn't be reaching overhead for long periods or crouching awkwardly. If something feels strained during setup, it'll feel worse every time you use it later. Before starting, check your wall surface. Is it drywall, concrete, wood? Each one feels different when drilled, sounds different, and holds fasteners differently. Drywall has a hollow sound behind it. Concrete resists and vibrates. Wood gives a steady, solid bite. Knowing what you're working with keeps surprises from rattling you. What ready actually feels like is quiet. No rushing thoughts. Tools laid out. Hardware within reach. You're not guessing anymore. You're confident that when you start drilling, you won't need to stop and rethink everything. Now we start, and I want you to pay attention to how everything feels. When the drill touches the wall, there's a moment of anticipation. Keep your pressure steady. Don't force it. Let the bit do the work. You'll feel the drywall give, and that's normal. If you hit a stud, the sound deepens and the resistance firms up. That's a good thing. As you mount your base, whether it's a pegboard, rail, or panel, watch how it settles against the wall. If it rocks, something's off. Stop. Professionals stop early. Beginners push through. If something doesn't sit flat, fix it now. That's judgment. As you hang tools, notice the weight. Heavier tools pull downward. You'll feel that pull in the fastener if it's not seated right. Listen for creaks or movement. A quiet wall is a strong wall. Noise usually means looseness. Spacing is where feel matters more than numbers. Hold a tool where you think it should live. Reach for it. Put it back. Does your elbow bump something? Does your wrist twist awkwardly? Adjust. This is why we didn't rush earlier. Common mistakes show up fast. Tools too close together clang when you pull one down. Tools too high make you stretch every time. Too low and you're bending constantly. Fixing these now saves years of annoyance. When you're doing it right, things feel balanced. The wall looks organized without feeling crowded. Your hands move smoothly, nothing rattles, nothing surprises you. This is where professional thinking comes in. A pro isn't thinking about today. A pro is thinking about 6 months from now. Leave space, leave room to grow, leave flexibility. As you finish, step back one last time. Take a breath. Look at what you built. This isn't just a wall. It's a foundation for every project that comes next. And the best part is this. You built it with intention. You trusted your judgment. And now every time you reach for a tool, you'll feel that confidence come back. You did this, and you can keep building from here.